Before Gaspé Boulevard was built along the shore, what we know as De La Reine Street stretched out along the curve of the shoreline and the distant bluff as far west as the Anglican Church. Now imagine that it also extended behind you as far east as the beginning of Jacques Cartier Street.
De La Reine Street has gone by a variety of names over the years, namely the Queen's Highway, King's Highway, Main Street, and La Rue Principale. The street had its own golden era, and efforts are now underway to restore it to its former glory.
De La Reine Street was home to the town's first hotels, which welcomed travelers, business people, and tourists. This influx of people led directly to a number of banks setting up shop in the area to serve both this itinerant clientele and a growing local population. Communication services, a telegraph office, and telephone switchboard soon followed, as did municipal services, namely town hall and the municipal police station. The street was originally limited to foot traffic, though there was the occasional team of horses in summer and sleigh in winter, and as such went unpaved until the advent of the automobile. In 1926, newly constructed Perron Boulevard, known today as Route 132, followed Main Street through town towards Wakeham. 1942, modernization. In order to make it easier for automobiles to circulate, the municipality approved the project to widen the street. A substantial amount of work was required, but the result was that cars could now travel freely in both directions. Main Street was given its current name in 1959. On the occasion of the visit to Gaspé by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of England, Honorary President Mayor J. Russell Keyes and the President of the Welcome Committee have renamed Main Street. This street, which lies in the very heart of the town of Gaspé, shall henceforth be known as De La Reine Street.
Strange how we sometimes feel the need to go back. Maybe it's just that modernization has its limits. Or maybe it's our modern-day lives that stir us to take on a new rhythm. Whatever the reason, as recently as 2002, De La Reine Street once again became a one-way street. The decision was made by town officials in a bid to improve the quality of life of their citizens and to promote this little gem of a street and its picturesque charm. Since then, the street has become more and more centered on pedestrians, who are more than happy to stroll among its shops and cafes in complete safety. So, feel free to enjoy it too.